Aaron Clayton back with you on WCBL News and now talking to Benton Mayor Rita Dotson. And first off, Mayor, how are you doing today?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely it is. And we know we've been hearing some rumblings around the state on some road projects that are being cut back, including 5th Street here in Benton. We have had a widening project been going on for quite some time. We have also had the current interchange near the Purchase Parkway turned into a diamond interchange for I-69 to come through. Can you kind of shed some light on what is still going to happen on 5th Street and what is not for the time being?
The interchange will proceed just like it was planned. In fact, I think they'll be starting back on that next week. They had to give it, I believe it was approximately 75 days to settle and compact, and then they started back in on the project. So that's a definite go because that's part of the I-69 interchange. Field Street will be impacted from what I've been told. It has been shelved indefinitely as far as the widening of Field Street. All the utilities have been moved. That's all done. It's ready to roll, but they are planning to shelve that, the last I was told. I think it's a funding issue, and I think the governor has went around the state and some projects like the Field Street project that have not begun yet, he has put them on hold. And that's what's happened with those streets.
Yeah, we've heard about the Pause 50 campaign. Unfortunately, we're one of those 50 projects. And really not a lot we can do about it here in the city of Benton or the county. It's just something we have to deal with, correct?
That's correct. I have made contact with our legislators and Senator Carroll. Will Corsi talked with various engineers. It looks like there's not anything that we can do.
Everything will just be, as we said, put on hold, but that will not impact the traffic or anything through 5th Street. Everything that you see right now, that's how it's going to stay for the time being.
That's exactly the way it will stay for the time being. They will look at that again, from my understanding, in the budget year of 2018 and, you know, pull it out and look at it. And if it's economically feasible, I assume that they might go ahead and begin the project. And I think the fuel tax has impacted this somewhat. Our fuels went down. That's a great thing. But then the taxes from the fuel is what takes care of our roads. So I think that has been a big impact.
Speaking of highway projects, good news is, though, we're still getting the I-69 to come through here in Benton and Marshall County, the new Diamond Interchange, which, of course, will bring a lot of commerce and hopefully tourism here to Marshall County when that is completed.
I think so. I think it'll be a great thing. We'll take the good with the bad. But, you know, there's always some bad that comes through when you get an interchange like that, but I think there'll be more good than bad. So, yeah, I think it'll be a huge impact to our economy.
All right, Mayor. Well, I appreciate your time stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.